And yes, Hare Krishna, I'm sorry to disturb you. Very important, because we have, I mean, we can go, we can do what we want. We can go a little longer if required. But remember, for the enlivening session to continue, it's crucial that each group, through their group leader, at the end will present either a question or, let us say, an insight and realization that came out in the group. No, so by now the group leader should already have should take out his pen, if he has not done so before, and write down the question. Otherwise, your group will be judged by the four Kumaras and not be totally anyways, nothing otherwise. It's please do this. No? Hare Krishna. Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, how did you find these circles? Did they work for you? Did you also notice how discussing amongst devotees brings out very wonderful points? Have you seen? Yes, also in our groups, wonderful points came out. So thank you very, very much. I could see the atmosphere was humming. I didn't hear the parrots because you were there, well represented by your discussion sound. Parrots were not audible, but my dear devotees, so much can become clear to us or given to us when we just discuss, but we must make an effort to be fully present in what we say. Have you noted, no? When something sincerely was shared by one of the members, that was very useful for really everyone. It sometimes takes an effort to and some patience before you hit on something that is valuable. Or extraordinary valuable, I wanted to say. Good. We have now done this part of our reflection morning. We will now come to the last item. We need to technically do this. Perhaps we need a microphone, Rajesh, a wireless microphone to go to everyone. We are now requesting the members of the group, the leaders of the groups, to take the microphone. It will be soon supplied. Then either speak a realization which was prominent as the discussion went on that came forth, some insight that you feel is useful to the rest of the retreat participants, and it would be also nice if there are questions which you like to ask to either Bhui Jampabu, Jagatarini, or Mataji, or myself, no? So that we can churn the nectar further. After we have done this, yes. Oh yeah. Now, group leader G's, you will have to learn one art. Speak briefly. I know, each group leader could take 1 hour and discuss all the things. Briefly, no? The nectar lies in brevity. So, okay, that is technically easier. All right, so we will provide a microphone here in front, and the group leaders, please come in front and then speak from here. It's nicer than everyone can see you, and also it's technically easier to manage it. So who will start? Surabhi? No.
I didn't know I was going to be the first.
Are who will start?
Huh? Oh, I have to stand there.
Yes, please. So that I think it's nice if you stand. Then we can see. And remember brevity. No, I mean I have no doubt that you will be able to be very brief.
Hare Krishna. I was hoping I'll be the last group, but I haven't had a chance to put my thoughts fully together, but I'll try. So there were a couple of realizations, there were themes in the group. One is that the holy name is everything. It's the beginning, middle, and end, and when chanted sincerely, everything will come, everything will follow that. Another significant one was that through the retreat, the sadhana has become more intentional rather than mechanical. And another theme was that I should not worry about my qualifications or disqualifications, but just go to Krishna, make an offering. The important thing is to connect with Krishna. So those were the main significant realizations. And we have like four kind of categories of questions.
Only one question.
Only one. So now. Yes, at least let us have a first round, and if we get to the second round, then we can do. So now it's up to you to find the most relevant question, and afterwards maybe you give fruits or sweets to those whose questions.
Krishna. So maybe I'll pick this because several devotees had this as a theme. The question is really about how to maintain steadiness with all the highs and lows of emotions. Also how not to internalize others' energies as we're moving about, how to maintain that internal focus. You know, is there like a single, you know, kind of key piece of advice to really focus our mind internally so we're not affected? So that was the theme is about steadiness.
Mm-hmm. Now, who of the teachers wishes to answer, has an immediate answer to this?
You. Obviously.
How did you know? This is a question which is very often asked at the end of japa retreats, and yes, I had to do research in order to give my retreat participants or the participants in the retreat some substantial answer. And I studied the psychology of change. When does it happen that a person can change his old habits? Because the problem with steadiness are our old habits, which kick in at one time and divert our attention again. This will happen when you go back to your respective places. Someone will knock at the door, and you will say no, 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 no. But the knocking will become louder, and you will again say no, I don't want to let you in. Finally, the knocking is so loud that you have to open the door, and there he stands, or they stand, your old habits. Wouldn't you like to do this now? Wouldn't you like to do that now? Come on, you're not so pious. and so on. Yes, this is going to come. Now, my dear everyone, please listen carefully, since this might help you to achieve the change of life you aspire for so urgently. To change habits happens in installments. In other words, you do short things over a regular amount of time. To translate this into what we are doing here in Krishna consciousness is, see if there is one practice that you have picked up, one inspiration that you picked up, and then every day, you know, do something about it. Let me give you an example. I like the recordings of Prabhupada very much, and which were played in Bhujan Prabhu's presentation. And I've here a few, I've made notes. Try to rediscover Vrindavan hidden in the heart. So I will find that through my assistant who knows how to work with computer, and I will hear the whole lecture. Then the next day I will go, or to steal his ornament. That's another quote which I feel is unique. I will find it. Or one madness you have to give up is another quote. So I will look and listen to these lectures, and I know by doing this I will inject the habit of listening to Prabhupada into my life on a more regular basis than I already do. No? So you have to find something that is grabbing your attention that you could do on a regular basis, and then your life will, by these regular installments, it will change. Look at this cup here. To fill this cup, if I give it always a little zip, and then again, soon it will be full. This is how you have to fill your life, by regular installments, where you do practices that fascinate you, that interest you, that are of your liking. My dear devotees, I have met devotees who have done this, who report extraordinary results, and I've met devotees who are older devotees who live on the gifts of the past, but they are no longer active to increase their own glass of water with spiritual practice. No? When you live on something that is there, it will become less and less and less. If you live on the things that from the past, you might eat them up after some time, like a meal. Of course, there are some memories that are everlastingly fresh, like the meetings with one spiritual master. They are always giving energy. So have I answered the question? No, yes, middle. Small installments of regular new practice. Brevity, yes. I should good, yes, sorry, finished, yes. So who will be our next group leader? You, yes, please come. What is your good name again? Nitai Charan Prabhu. So let us listen to this group.
Maybe the next you can come up too, so that
The next one can, after Nitai Charan, can already. We have good seating arrangements here.
Hare Krishna, everyone. So we have this one main theme in our group, that it's learn, apply, and fly your own plane. So by learn is that all the things that we learned in this retreat, how can we keep them? And that one way is to apply them and reflect on them. And then at the same time, we all have like separate journeys, individual journeys going back to Godhead. And it's very personal. And then that's like fly your own plane. And that's, and also I think Mara said it, that don't be retreat junkies. that you just don't come back and the retreat, and then after that you lose everything, you come back again, retreat, and then you lose everything. So our question revolves around this in that sense that during the retreats we receive different moments and gifts from Krishna, and in that sense it's very connected to our identity, our mood of service for Krishna. And how do we not have the fear of losing these gifts, and how do we and at the same time how should we and how should we like be very should we be cautious of whom we are hearing from in the future so that we don't change our identity and these moods and these gifts?
Wonderful, thank you. It was very brief and very clear also what you said. Very nice work the group did. Yes, I think Purijan Prabhu, this is your question.
Well, Nitachan and your group, you have very good questioning and very deep thoughts, but I thought you sort of answered the question, most of it, in your presentation, in that you said to apply what you hear. And there, and that's what stops one from, differentiates one from being a retreat junkie, is that you just, the energy just comes from attending one retreat after the next, but the real issue is to really apply what you've heard, at least something from what you've heard. I remember Maharaj speaking at the end of the last retreat on this point, and he said, one or two things, just find one or two things that you'll actually apply or make the attempt to apply, make the strong attempt to apply, in even if it's in a zip. How do you do that again?
Zip.
Yes. Yeah. Just pouring a little bit in. I can't quite do it properly, but pouring a little bit in, even if it's a little bit long, but the cup will gradually become full. But the It has to be applied. So find something that you really want to improve and apply, and just do it.
Good. So, but very nice what your group did. All of the groups. We're so satisfied to hear to you. And please keep your attention strong so that you can hear. Yes, Prabhu, please. Your good name?
I'm Brihat Mridangadas.
Wonderful.
Hare Krishna. So a lot of our group members were impacted by the Smaranam seminar, and we've been implementing it and gaining a lot, closing a book, reflecting on what we read, thinking of Krishna as our friend, meditating on him throughout the day. And the main question that we felt was relevant for many people was that we come to the Dham, and because it's so pure, it can bring out the impurities in us, the doubts that we have about the path of bhakti, about gurus, about the shastra, and even recurring doubts. Maybe we felt we've dealt with it before. Maybe intellectually we've heard the answer. We even have people we can go to, and we have faith we can get an answer, and yet still we have this feeling of unresolved doubts. So the question is, how do we deal with these recurring and unresolved doubts?
Wonderful.
Hare Krishna.
Dr. Tierney, do you want to try? How to deal with... Okay. Maharaj? How to deal with continuous and unresolved doubts? That was the question.
Yes. First of all, I thought it was very nice that you mentioned that Dham, one of its... purpose, one of its functions, so to say, or results, is that these doubts, which we thought perhaps were resolved, are again coming up What is going on here? Well, the Dham has this ability to show you a two-sided mirror. You see in the one side of the mirror, which the Dham holds in front of you, all these unresolved issues. That is what happens, what those who have been in the Dham have seen, and that there is a simple explanation. In the face of so much purity or spiritual energy which is here, the impurities become more visible by contrast. So now your question is how to deal with these doubts, which, yes, obviously are not yet resolved. I would say there are two ways to deal with them, not only one. The way to deal with doubts on one level is to get more information. The moment you have more information about something or someone or a situation, you will be able to see it from a few more perspectives, and you will see it more wholesome, and therefore seek information, discuss, and so on. That's one way. I think you all know about it, you have heard about it, but I want to speak about the other way. It's actually two ways. The next what I want to say is, Krishna says in the Gita, it's from him where knowledge, remembrance, and also forgetfulness and doubts are also somewhere in all this. They come. He is the one who can take it also. So when these doubts are coming and you don't see clear, you might have to turn to Krishna and tell him, I have this problem. I think we heard about this. There was this Iranian devotee, or Iranian guest, who had come and had no faith in deities, no faith at all. The great doubts. How can this be God? How can this be Allah? Perhaps, yeah, it was Purijan Prabhu. You told this Iranian devotees to clarify that with the Lord on the altar, to tell him your what was in your heart, you said, and to bring that doubt before Krishna. And in this case, the person came back with a beaming face, said, my doubt is now satisfied. I talked to the deity, I brought this doubt out. So Krishna, a lot of doubts, by the way, can be effectively and permanently resolved by doing service. That's the last thing I would like to say. There was this scholar who came to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur with a doubt about what he had heard from where the soul falls. Don't worry, we won't get into this here. You know, so he had a doubt, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, I won't answer this now. Please, you look at the ashram, and why don't you go to the pujari? So this scholar, he came from the Varanasi University, the Hindu University of Varanasi, huge campus. And so he went to this pujari, and the pujari said, I'm sorry, I can't discuss now. I have to do the next offering, and somehow the plate and the articles are not clean. Can you help me cleaning it? And the scholar did it, and in the evening he came back to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he was asked, so what is with your doubt, with your question? And he said, it's solved. And this comes from Srila Rupa Goswami's insight. He said, Atasi Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grayam Indriyai Sevanmukehi Jivaro then Svayamevaspa. That these gross senses can't understand Krishna's name, sorry, form, qualities, I'm sorry, pastimes, no, cannot understand, but they can, all this can be understood, sevanmukhe, when one is inclined to service. My dear devotees, engage yourself like anything and you will see it. Your heart will get purified and you will get insights into these difficult questions, or be at peace to rest them for some time and not be disturbed. This is a transrational process. No? The mind cannot understand how, by doing service, questions are answered, but that's our philosophy, that is our experience also. So doubts, deal with them on three levels, I would say simultaneously, by gathering more information, then you can have a talk with God, you know, turn to the Lord directly, and the third was render service. These can uproot the doubts. Hare Krishna. Nitai Charan. Nitai Charan? No, that is Nitai. Well, your name? Oh, how could I forget? Brihadva Mitanga. Hare Krishna. Your book is the Buddha, perhaps? Yes, I can see. Yes. So here's another devotee. Yes, please take the microphone.
Hare Krishna. First of all, we want to express great gratitude. We feel deep experience of closeness, softness, kindness of Giriraj, of his protection. We really feel that he is alive, and we want to put it here in our heart. And take it to cold Moscow. It's really our experience, all of our group, and it all can be possible only by your mercy of our teachers. And we have one question about this amazing performance, this drama. It astonished us very much, and really we appreciate bhajans of Raghava Prabhu. But we have two eyes, and one of my eyes see this, and other of my eyes is material and see these Indian actors with these dresses, with all of this. And my question is how it understand it correctly, it philosophical understanding of this is all these actors of always Radha and Krishna manifest that in their body, or what is this condition to manifest, how it is understand correctly. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Wonderful. And such first-class English, amazing. That seems to be a question for Jagatarini.
Who defers to you?
Hare Krishna. It was a question for me. I asked Raghava, Raghavendra, the let us say the leader of this group, or the director. I said, they're little boys, no? They do things boys do, and so on and so forth. How do you understand that they are now Radha and Krishna? Are they automatically Radha and Krishna just by dressing like Radha and Krishna and playing out their lines and so on? I asked him the question because I had seen in the Himalaya one case of Avesh, and I had studied it. It was a village who came to Yamunotri, and one dancer, and they needed an answer, went to sow a particular crop, you know. So one, the shaman in the group, started to dance and dance and dance. He came into a trance, and then he spoke to all of us in a completely different voice and gave the answer. So this is an example of a spirit who took over the form of an avesh. Do we have something like this in spiritual circles, that Radha and Krishna come and take over these little village boys from Vashana? That is the question, yes? Not a spirit, not a ghost, but Radha and Krishna. God personally comes into Gopal Sharma, who lives in the road, in the street number, Gully 23, if they even have numbers, I doubt it. So, Raghavendra said, yes, this is a good question. Let me now answer the question. He said there are three things which we need to consider. According to our tradition, when these boys take on the roads of Radha and Krishna, Radha and Krishna can show themselves to someone who is their devotee. But he says the boys also have to live, lead out they have to learn their roles, they have to live like Brahmanas do, they're Brahmin boys, a pure life, and then this can happen. It doesn't have to happen each time, but according to the vision of a devotee, he will see Krishna everywhere, especially in these boys, in these actors. Therefore, you might have seen at the end there is an aratik which is done, or in the beginning also, where this is acknowledged, that yes, Krishna can take his form, be present there. But three things need to come together. The boys, as actors, they need to know their roles and live an exemplary life, and the bhavana, or the mood of the viewer, the audience. And then they can see Krishna. I mean, we try to see Krishna everywhere, no? Especially there, if possible. I would say it's a little bit like deities, you know. When you see deities with the wrong attitude, with a material attitude, they will be materialist for you. But if you see them in a Krishna conscious way, then they are there. Prabhupada made this point when he said that during the conflicts, there was this foreign invaders. They came to Calcutta and they broke deities, and they thought now they had broken Krishna. Is that true? Have they broken Krishna when they went into the temples and destroyed the temples and everything inside? Have they destroyed Krishna? No, because Krishna was not there for them. But for the little widow who comes and offers her incense, my lord, my lord, my lord, Krishna is there and manifests for the widow. Hare Krishna. Is that all right, this answer? Or would you like to say something?
Who?
Anyone.
No, I would not like to say anything at this point.
Gratitude.
Brevity is what she said.
Yes. All right, anyone, the next group leader, please?
Hare Krishna. our small group began on the topic of, excuse me, one of the points that had been stressed is, the question was, you posed a question to us, how Krishna conscious are we, really? How conscious of Krishna? And our retreat here has all been about being more and more conscious of Krishna. And we were talking about to become more conscious of Krishna, we have to want to be more conscious of Krishna. We have to have some eagerness for Krishna. And then our discussion started to move into the question of the intensity of that eagerness and how, how do we understand our natural level of eagerness? In other words, when we see the eagerness of the gopis, their madness, we were reflecting that, well, at least many of us were saying, well, you know, we haven't had that kind of madness for anything. And perhaps we don't actually want that level of madness. And would it be pleasing to Krishna to be at that? So how do we understand the path of developing our eagerness for Krishna, and where does it go in stages? Do we start, you know, okay, at this stage, and move to that stage, and so on? So that was basically the question.
Would you like
what level of intensity of that eagerness is natural for us and pleasing to Krishna?
Thank you. Eagerness. This is I probably many people are asking this question. How do I become more eager? I know I was thinking that a lot of the time. I think it's also important to understand that the gopis are incomprehensibly elevated to such a level that they're not sort of on our chart as a next step or a next step or in the coming future. They're paramount, and the paramountness about them is that they only have one thing going on. Like my husband was saying in his class, they didn't sort of say, okay, Krishna's gone now, this would be a good time to get into something else. They just had one thing going on. So that's not imitatable. But if you meet somebody who has only one thing going on and it's Krishna, that's amazing. So we don't criticize that concept. I think we look, I liked Maharaj said something yesterday where he answered a question and asked the question person who was giving the question, how long have you been a devotee? And then he received an answer, and then he spoke accordingly, because if you're speaking to somebody who's been a devotee for 50 years, and they're saying, how can I increase my eagerness? You might speak to them one way. You might try to impress on them an extreme amount of urgency, because if they've been a devotee for 50 years, they're elderly. And the time given might be running out. And if somebody's been a devotee for a short time, you might encourage them to a next simple step. So it's a very wonderful question, eagerness, and I think it also requires sangha with people who are in the same bracket as yourself as to how they are intensifying their eagerness. I think that's a very helpful point, and I think that will bring you forward in your own attempt.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah. And clarity also.
Brevity and clarity. My dear devotees, we have one more. We can request one more of you. I don't know any other way. Is someone already close to the microphone? So it's that person. Yes, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. We are very grateful to all our spiritual teachers for organizing such wonderful retreats. And also this churning of the all the lessons we learned and the guidance. We came up with many practical points of practice, like practicing dhanya, humility, awareness of that when a mind is distracted while chanting, and what to do, like bringing it back and filling our mind with the holy name. And there were many more points that came up. I'll just go to the question now. The question was from Bhurijan Prabhu's seminar about Akrura, which says that the goal of life is to develop the ecstasy which Akrura had to see Krishna and give up all fear, pride and lamentation. But for us sadhakas, we find it difficult to give up these even amongst devotees and also amongst the people around us. So how can we do it with Krishna or for Krishna? That's the question. Hare Krishna.
How to give up pride, fear, and lamentation as we try to absorb ourselves in thoughts of Krishna on our journey. Is that correct? I couldn't hear. Yes. Yeah. Like Akrura. Well, the first thing was that there's more to that verse. It's Sunday, Shadyo Hariya Lingam. From the moment he got the order from Kamsa, the Sunday, the order to go to Vrindavan and bring Krishna back, his mind was fixed on, until he had the darshan of Krishna's lotus feet, Hariya Lingam. His mind was fixed on where he was going. And to me, that seems to be the essential point. If we are serious and focused on where we are going in life's purpose, then the pride and the lamentation, etc., and the fear, there's a reason to perform the austerity of not listening to those natural tendencies, because we want to be with Krishna. We want to have Krishna as our goal. So in one sense, the giving up always, param drishtva navartate, the giving up of things comes most easily when we want to pick up something else. So if I'm holding tightly to this, and then I want to pick up this, then it's naturally I'll put that down. But unless I want to pick up something else, if that's all I have, I will struggle. So putting it in the perspective of the positive, the more we increase our eagerness to be with Krishna, which comes from good association and good hearing and good chanting, good sadhana, and the more we increase our eagerness, then the easier it is to give up the pride and the lamentation and the what was the other one? Yeah. Fear. And those things really don't have very much a place in the life of someone who's intensely eager to love and serve Krishna. Tatra loyam api mulam ekalam. So we want to develop that increasingly great desire to be with Krishna. And if we focus on that, and if we can really focus on that, I think we are very fortunate. And do and surrender. That is what surrender means in one sense, to accept what's favorable for increasing our desire for service to Krishna. And when we find that we know what's favorable and yet don't do it, and notice our own lack of sincerity, then we become more humble, which is a very good start. Then there's no pride, at least.
Hare Krishna.
I thank you very, very much, Guruji Prabhu, for that. Yeah, being mindful of our goal, that helps a lot. We are coming to the very end of our... we have tried as much as possible to give time for the questions, but we have run to the time limit. So please be satisfied. Krishna will fulfill or give answers, hopefully. But did you find it helpful to churn within your groups? That was very, perhaps that was very, very fruitful. Sometimes more happens when we discuss amongst us in an open-hearted manner than if we get answers from the front, you know, from the teachers. Sometimes, many times, it's different. Good. We will now do something very last. We call this the goodbye session from Giriraj.
Except that we missed one point. That the teachers, there was a...
The teachers have to say their concluding messages. Oh, yeah.
We have plenty of time. We're doing perfect. We're exactly on... Whoops, let me just see if
that's... Oh, yeah, we are on the time.
Yeah, that's...
We are on time, yes. I'm seeing already my airplane waiting, you know, so... I'm a little bit... under the influence of illusion here. Yes, so we will now come to the close of everything. The teachers will quickly tell their concluding
Ten
messages,
minutes.
What they wish to give along
Ten
with you.
Minutes.
Then we have one wonderful Brijbasi who already has arrived, Mohan, who will give his blessings. To you, they will carry you many, many years and days and so on. And then we will have a special concluding surprise, which I can't say at this moment. So let us start with the concluding messages by our teachers. Who would start?
We'll move in this direction.
Yes. Okay, Jagatarini.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paskatya Desitarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu
Nityananda
Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, when I accepted the challenge to share with you the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, I knew that it was going to be an enormous effort because of the amount of abbreviation of the original text that would have to take place in order to be able to share it in a nightly presentation. And it was sometimes difficult because I would choose to leave aside something that was a super wonderful point, but in the flow of the Leela, it didn't quite fit in that abbreviation. One such point that stayed with me throughout the presentation, and I didn't actually emphasize it, was how we heard Swarup and his travels, or Gop Kumar and his travels, and we heard how much effort went in, how long he stayed in each place, how each place attracted him for a particular reason. He was developing, like we're asking about eagerness. He had an essential eagerness, but he was developing it, developing place by place. And so he took trouble, time, and effort to get to his goal. And then, by the arrangement of Srimati Radharani, and please note, he is not a Madhurya Ras Bhakta, he's a Gopa, but by the arrangement of Srimati Radharani, she said, Swarup, go right now and meet this Brahmana and console him, enliven him, comfort him, and bring him here to me immediately. So Swarup went and he looked at the Brahman and he thought, probably the most powerful thing would be to tell him my story, although my story should always be kept secret because it's his own personal evolution of his bhakti. But let me tell him anyway, and if he benefits, then it will become okay that I told him. So he told him his long, long story and the mercy he received at each place. But when he completed, as we remember from last night, the Brahmana had heard everything, but he was sitting there, like perhaps many of you are sitting there thinking, yes, I've heard everything, but then I have so many questions. Nothing has come yet to my heart. Nothing has sort of shifted me radically to the core. And Swarup, who was now, Gop Kumar was now his eternal person, and he saw this look in the Brahman's eyes. And what he did was, he took his hand, the potency of a Vaishnava, he took his hand and he touched the Brahman on the head. And he transferred by his power all the realizations of all the things that he had encountered and learnt and struggled with. It all came to the Brahman immediately. And the Brahman started to cry. He started to roll on the ground. He started to say, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? The big question that we're all asking, where is Krishna and where's my bhakti and where's my eagerness and where's my this and where's my that? He started immediately. He was electrified. So Śrīla Sanatan Goswami, in his beauty and his humility, because he is the one who has done this, that Sanatan Goswami explains that at that was the point at which we understand the one thing that had not been discussed until then, and that is the power of the mercy of the Vaishnava. So the Brahmana was able to achieve in almost an extraordinarily short amount of time what Gop Kumar had achieved in an enormously long time. So I think the message for us is that you should very, very seriously serve whomsoever Srimati Radharani may have sent to you. It may not be the most exalted, liberated soul like this wandering cowherd boy, but she has already sent somebody to all of your lives, or else you wouldn't be here. You should understand that. You would not be here if she had not sent someone to you. So take your Vaishnava Sangha very seriously and give Vaishnava Sangha, as we heard, as the method of enlarging our Krishna bhakti. Give that same Vaishnava Sangha according to your level. It doesn't matter. You just give that to others. And then you will find out the mercy of Vaishnava Sangha, as did this extremely fortunate, ignorant, foolish Brahmana. So let us all be in following in his footsteps. Thank you.
Very nice.
Hare Krishna, I also heard Jagatarini Mataji from the devotees. I talked with your presentation, actually like always, but we always can only focus on the last one. was very, very pleasing to our hearts, very inspiring, and I really encourage you to, there were so many small little points which you might not have been able to catch in the first hearing. Please avail yourself or take the recordings home. There was so much. Thank you so much. And you did. You answered very well to the challenge. Hare Krishna.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastha Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tanamane. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pucharane Navase Sasanyavadi Prasatide Dharane. Om Aginati Vinandasya Jana Jana Salakaya Chakshu Samilitan Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Sapadantikam Bansa Kaupa Tuvyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhai Vacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaisnavebhyo Nama Nama Hare Krishna. So I had written down four groups of points, one more or less from all the classes. The first one was Akura's journey to Vrindavan, when he was going to Vrindavan, and there were three parts of that journey that was pointed out, because it was very, very much he was pointing out that path to Vrindavan, not just on pilgrimage, but to our eternal living in Vrindavan, or living in Vrindavan eternally. The first was humility. The second, was that we should really begin meditating on Krishna's inconceivable pastimes in Vrindavan. And the third was we should cultivate spiritual desires that are appropriate to who we are in our own level of advancement. And then, because he was internally absorbed, the journey went very, very quickly. And suddenly, almost miraculously, even though he wasn't conscious of each element of the journey, he arrived in Nanda, at Nanda's Gokul. He arrived there. So it was very much due to his absorption. And without absorption, if we are just only externally absorbed in Chesta Rupa instead of Bhava Rupa also, both are required. Without absorption, our journey will be very lengthy, and we will have to come to the point where we become absorbed in any case. Then, so that was the Deha Brittihanarta Hitva Dumba Vyam Shocham. That verse really summed up the whole process, that of absorption, and keep the goal in mind, and keep yourself absorbed in that goal and all the rest of the things we said. Then the second one was the gopis. Now, what are we going to apply to our life and take with us from this such an extreme and high level of Krishna consciousness? Well, one thing was remembering Mahaprabhu's own personal comparison to himself and the gopis. And he said, Na prema ganda. I don't even have the fragrance of prema, of love for Krishna, what to speak of the substance. And the example was given then that of a white cloth. And if one holds the ideal of the gopis, in of what real Krishna consciousness is, what prema bhakti is, what does it mean to be a true devotee, if we hold that up in our consciousness, like a white cloth, any insincerity, whatever insincerity or anarthas that are in our heart become as apparent as spots on a white cloth. And soon as we're conscious of our lack of sincerity, our lack of purity, our innumerable extraneous desires, then we become humble. And that is such a great step on the path back home, back to Godhead. So this gives birth to honest humility, and honesty will always, at least in my case, will make me humble. Then the third point, after the curtain closes on the incredible love for Krishna that the gopis possessed, that Akura prayed to Garbhadakshay Vishnu, and he, when confronted with the power of the Supreme Lord, when confronted with some even philosophical or practical understanding of what Ishwara, what Parameshwara, what Paramatma, what God is, who Krishna is, then naturally we will beg for shelter and beg for protection. And this, when we understand the nature of the material world, and we can see it, not that we recommend people really constantly look at the news, but when you look at the news, oh my Lord, this world really needs shelter, really needs a shelter beyond bodily designations, beyond the greed, because the people are involved in so much suffering. And even out of compassion for others, or if we happen to be in a situation that's extremely difficult, we know that we need both shelter and protection. So that we can learn from Akura, so take that with us from his prayers. And then finally, what was Akura's fault that the gopis accused him of? It wasn't that he was doing his duty, his service, which had to be done, but he was acting inconsiderately to others who had their own relationship with Krishna, such as the gopis. And again, that came out in the commentaries of the acharyas. So we should be not think that we are human bulldozers, that just I have to perform my service and no one else's service has any relevance or importance, because I want to serve because I'm such a wonderful, sincere soul. No, we should be considerate to others and their service, and observe Vaishnava etiquette, because especially in the dealings between devotees, we should be very kind and considerate and generous-hearted. Yes, and generous-hearted in dealing with the other devotees, and not only see the faults that may be present in them, but we should see the sincerity as we want Krishna to see our sincerity despite the faults. We should try to act like Vaishnavas, humble Vaishnavas as best we can, and be considerate of others, and try to serve the others. A Vaishnava, his mood is to serve all living entities, and therefore he is the most exalted and respected person in society. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. I will be very brief. In my little seminar, I wanted to discuss the four things that Gop Kumar needed to learn so that he could go back to Goloka Vrindavan, that he could reach there. And I guess the overriding principle of these four points, which you have heard and repeated many times, is found in this Vedic slogan that appears in our books, Yadrishi Bhavanayasya Siddhir Bhavati Tadrishi. The type of perfection one attains depends entirely on the bhavana, thoughts, one has while engaged in spiritual practice. And I wanted to encourage you to learn the art to really continue your services and expand them and anything, but learn to at the same time think of Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada, I was happy to find an example that is so easy to find. Do you remember the example of someone working and at the same time being mindful of something else? The ladies, yeah, the ladies who carry the pot of water on the head while engaging walking, they talk, they carry their babies, and so on and so forth. So in the same way, our walking and talking and serving and everything should go on, but we should learn this art which will maintain our Krishna consciousness, that is to think of Krishna. Because the type of perfection one will attain depends on the thoughts one has while engaged in spiritual practice. That was the simple point I did. I hope that there was something practical, relevant, and unforgettable for everyone in these visits to the valley. And I must conclude in saying it was, as always, undeserved joy to have your exalted presence. Good. Now we will draw to the close.
Yes, but Mataji had... She wanted to read one more thing she had told me, so I said, yes, dear, yes, dear. Yes. Thanks, Maharaj. Appreciate it.
I found this morning, and I thought I have to share this with you. This is... I don't know where it comes from, actually. Perhaps it's from the Srimad Bhagavatam purport. It's about the trees of Braj. By providing shade and fruits to everyone, the people and the other trees on the bank of Braj's rivers and on the side of Giriraj are like the elders of a noble family who perform auspicious service for others. Those trees cry unhappy tears because they cannot receive the nectar of Krishna's lips. We may wonder why the trees cannot share this nectar, or we may doubt whether trees should be crying in disappointment when they don't receive it. After all, a beggar may be sorry to have nothing to eat, but he shouldn't lament that he can't rule a kingdom. This doubt is dispelled by knowledge that the trees of Vrindavan, of Braj, are Aryans, or great saints. As exalted devotees of Sri Krishna, the trees are moved to tears by sadness when they don't obtain Krishna's Adha Amrita, even though they have no right to claim it.
This is a thought-provoking. They have no right. Still, they are entitled to linger. No? Fine. So, my dear everyone, I wanted to now request Mohan Panda, who has been with us since we can think of coming to Vrindavan. I remember when I was young, Mohan was a small shishu, a small boy, but now he is accompanying many pilgrim groups. He is giving them assistance in Radhakund. He is helping them to worship Srimati Radharani in the form of the Kund, and as a panda means a pilgrimage guide. So I will request Mohan to perhaps shower blessings. This is traditionally done, and it's nice if there's a bridge Parsi who can do this. I will somehow, where is the microphone, please, which everyone you?
Yes, yes.
Everyone can see.
गिरिराज महाराज की, श्री गोवर्धन नाथ की, गोपाल जी महाराज की, श्री गिरिराज ब्लेस यू माय एवरीवन, माय कृष्ण भक्त डिवोटीज एंड एवरीवन यू लकी विद महाराज वैष्णव संघ श्री गिरिराज तलहटी। तलहटी मीन्स 21 किलोमीटर एरिया दिस तलहटी। श्री गोवर्धन नाथ परम मंगल हितकारी, परम मंगल, एनीथिंग यू वांट, यू सक्सेसफुल, डिवोशन, material life, anything, your deep things, you speak to Giriraj, Sri Govardhan Nath, Param Mangal Hitkari. Sei Giri, Sei Krishna, Bhojanishta Kore, Shakshat Giriraj Maharaj Kripa, and your bodies go out, heart always here. This Krishna name also Chitta Chor, Nanda Kishor, Makhan Chor. Sri Giriraj, bless you. I am the Brajavasis, I am no more language, because Brajavasis friend of Nanda Lala. ब्रजवासी भाव बंधु भाव, गौड़िया वैष्णव भाव, माधुर्य भाव, दास सानु दास सानु दास सानु दास, यही भीतरे अभिलाष, ओनली इन इनसाइट, नोट रिपीट, आई एम दास, आई एम दिस, नो ओनली दास अनु योर गिरिराज ब्लेस माय डियर, योर साधु संग हियर, सचिनंदन महाराज, बुरीजन महाराज, गिरिराज स्वामी, चिल्ड्रन ऑफ जगत गुरु शिला प्रभुपाद, Sri Giriraj bless you, you live long, Sri Giriraj help you, help all your families. I will pray to Giriraj and give you blessings, you come again and again, Sri Govardhan Nath, Satyuga Badrinath, Tetra Yuga Ranganath, Dwapar Yuga Jagannath, or Kali Yuga Giri Govardhan Nath. This is Giriraj, 21 kilometer area, Radhakund, Shyamakund, two eyes, Giriraj, Manasi Ganga Mukut, Govinda Kunda Nabhi, Jatipura Sthan, all is Kalpa Brakhya. This Giriraj Das, you touch, you, Krishna blessing you, always Krishna mercy you, Sri Govardhan Nath Kripa you, and you come again and again. Your bodies go out of Braja, but heart always here. Krishna catch you, Chitta Chor, Polo Krishna Kanaya Lal ki, Giriraj Maharaj ki, Aaj ke Ananda ki, जगत गुरु शिला प्रभुपाद की जय जय श्री राधेश। आई इनवाइट यू कम राधाकुंड एवरी टाइम्स गोलोक टू बेटर ओनली वन प्लेस ऑल ऑफ यूनिवर्स बैंक ऑफ राधाकुंड। आई एम राधाकुंड वासी ब्रजवासी मोहन पांडा राधाकुंड कृपा सचिनंदन महाराज गौड़िया वैष्णव आचार्य श्री गिरिराज ब्लेस देम एंड दिस गिरिराज मर्सी श्री ब्रजवासी ही लव श्री ब्रजवासी धामवासीस इस राधारानी कृपा पात्र गिरधारी कृपा पात्र गिरिराज महाराज कृपा हिम एंड ही डिस्ट्रीब्यूट यू एवरी वॉन्स गिरिराज ब्लेस यू माय डियर राधे राधे जय जय श्री राधे
जय जय श्री राधे जय जय श्री राधे। थैंक यू, वेल स्पोकन, वेल स्पोकन एंड फर्स्ट क्लास इंग्लिश। वू हरे कृष्ण। ओ Thank you so very much, Mohan, for your good blessings. Here's also another Bridge Parsi, our local Bridge Parsi means GRC, Bridge Parsi.
Yes. I'll Thank you very much, Maharaj, and the devotees for being. And I just wanted to say something which is like an epilogue, because when the program ends or a book ends, there's epilogue, what we have heard or what really went through. Actually, in Krishna's pastime, when Sri Uddhava visits Vrindavan, as all the devotees visit Vrindavan, for them it's like a ideal journey how to visit Vrindavan. And when Uddhava has visited Vrindavan, after visiting Vrindavan, he gets back to Mathura. And when he reaches Mathura, Uddhava expresses to Krishna that, "Oh Krishna, you are such a stone-hearted person, that those beloved Brajabasis who love you like anything, how stone-hearted you are that you left them and you reside here in Mathura." So at that point of time, because Krishna has seen that change in Uddhava, Uddhava being a greatest Brahmagyani has turned into a great Rasika, a great lover of Krishna. Then Krishna takes Uddhava to one of his innermost chambers, and he expresses something which I'm reading to you now. So this is described in one of the writings of Sri Surdas, Uddhava Sandesh, the message of Uddhava. Jo jana udho mohina besarat tehina besaro ek ghari. That Krishna is expressing to Uddhava that those devotees, those sincere people who remember me, Jo jana udho mohina besarat, who don't forget me, who constantly remember me sincerely, I also don't forget them. Just a minute. Meto janam janam ke sankat rakho sukh anand gari. For those who are constantly remembering me, I remove all the obstacles which they have in their life, and I give them utmost happiness. Jo moy bhajay bhajay main taako, those who remember me, I also remember them. Because Krishna showed the whole eternal Vrindavan playing around him to Uddhava in that innermost chamber where Krishna took Uddhava. Yeh parimiti mere paaye pari. This is my general rule. This is a general rule of Krishna, that those who remember Krishna, Krishna also remembers them. Sada sahay karo va janaki, that I always help those sincere souls who are trying to remember me. Gupt hati so prakat kari, whatever is a secret to them, whatever has not been yet revealed to them, I reveal such things to them. In our spiritual lives, we think so many things are not yet revealed to us, but it is Krishna's general rule. In the way a small eggs of a bird are protected by the bird, the bird is always protecting its eggs until they are ready to fly. So Krishna is saying, "Jo bhare hi Bharat ke anda rake gaj ke kant tari." As a bird protects its children, the eggs, until they are ready to fly, I protect them in the same way. Suradas ta hai dar ka ko Nisbasar jo japat hari. Shri Surdas is expressing that whom a person who is every day sincerely chanting or remembering Krishna and its Vrindavan, whom should he fear? Whom should he fear? He should not be fearing anything. And when Uddhava heard this from Krishna and also saw the vision of the whole Nitya Vrindavan manifesting around Krishna and always going around, and this is the bhava of Vrindavan. In union with Krishna or in separation with Krishna, the Brajabasis or Vrindavan just remembers Krishna. Hare Krishna.
That summed up everything. All the retreat, all the presentations.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So now we're at that sad moment, and is the incense here, and the candles?
like they come in.
Yes, where? Yeah. Okay, but this, but is Prasanta Mataji here? No. Okay. Okay. How to do this efficiently? Everyone first efficiently turn to Giriraj. And we'll need some, in a few moments, we'll need some kirtan.
Yes, I mean,
you'll listen. Yeah. This soon, this almost, but if you could be ready. So turn to Giriraj, please, and place your folded hands in front of your heart. Hearts. And think of your time here in the shelter of Giriraj Govardhan, where you are hearing and chanting and praying and being absorbed in your thoughts of Krishna and your spiritual life. And please know that this whole time we have been under the shelter of Giriraj Govardhan. And Giriraj Govardhan, he showers blessings because he is Haridasa Varjo. He showers blessings upon those whose desires are for service and for glorifying Krishna and Krishna's dear ones. So please, now, all the things that you discussed in your groups, even the thoughts that you had, and even the unanswered questions, and even your deepest prayers, please take some moments and express them to Giriraj Govardhan, who is very, very kind, and he welcomes everyone. Take the time to tell Krishna, to tell Giriraj Govardhan everything.
Hare Krishna.
From the sincerest and deepest part of you.
Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama,
So now, when you're finished your prayers, then come and take a stick of incense here, and it will perhaps come to you, or you may have to come and get it. We'll pass them around. And please infuse this fragrance with your great affection and appreciation for Giriraj Govardhan, along with your prayers, and then offer it. And then when you're finished with your own prayers, then join the kirtan of the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Bola, bola, bola.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Thank you. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
Kirtan. Quick. Everyone come sit and join the kirtan.
Come, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Let's chant together.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Yeah.
my dear devotees, this marks officially the end of the Govardhan Retreat 2023, but it also marks the beginning of a new phase. Today is the beginning of the rest of your life. No? Today is the beginning of the rest of your life. So we wish you from our side all the best. May there be many, all the blessings which are in the air and which we can almost feel, may they come true. And it would be nice to see you again and again and again and again here at Govardhan, it's a soothing shelter. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So everyone please offer their last prayers for this moment, and then their obeisances, and then soon there'll be prasadam at the Govardhan Retreat Center. Hare Krishna.